Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is You Are Okay. This morning we are going to be having kind of a different look at things. If for those of you who are here now and those of you who will come later to look, let me tell you that last night at Bob's suggestion, I was able to upload the passages that we are going to be using only one at a time. It does take a little bit of time. I have now 1 through 5 there, and if it's in the blog section, and if you look on the number uniquely 5 for today, you will, and you hit that, you will see both the passage that we're going to rely on as well as the image. And once again, the work was done by a lady in Selma, California, and I find it just absolutely exquisite. So today you're going to have a chance to approach it a little bit differently by having that lovely, lovely image to look at. Now, we are going to be doing guided meditations as we've been doing all week, and I am going to try to keep my voice up. I think that I've been meditating a bit on occasion with all of you, and my voice has dropped, I've been informed. So once again, if you want to read along, you're welcome to go to that section that says my blog. Hit the section that says Uniquely 5. Day 5 is the day we're on today. Before we start doing any meditation, I want to thank Anthony for calling in on Sunday. It was pleasant. It was wonderful having a first-time caller. I want to thank Bob. This coming Sunday, we're going to talk a little bit about who Bob is, what he meditation means to him, and maybe even a little bit about he and I, how he and I connected. So let's start first by starting to get ourselves ready for meditation. And I have some music that I'm going to be playing now and again the next few days as in an effort to try and give you some meditation music. And we're going to just take a few minutes now and collect ourselves, collect our minds, and we're going to collect our chakras. Now, on or line up our chakras. On Sunday, Bob and I had a program about chakras, and we identified each one. We have at the top of the head the crown chakra, which is your beginning of your energy source. It's your connection with the universe. Then we have under the crown chakra, we have the third eye. It's between your eyebrows. It's where you see the future. It's where you manifest and decide what's going to happen in your life. Next, we have the throat chakra, which is really your communicative chakra. It's where you have the ability to communicate love and send it forth in the universe. Next, we have the heart chakra, which is the seat of love. It's where we can well up, and we're going to call on the heart chakra in a few minutes to send out love to the universe in a unity. Next is the solar plexus, which is healing energy. Healing, healing. It's where all of your body organs, you can send forth a healing light energy. Thinking about it, it's the color of yellow, and thinking in yellow terms, and in your stomach area, you can send a healing energy through your body from that source. Then we have the sacral, I call it the sex chakra, which is the place of creativity, both sexual creativity in the sense of unity in relationships, creation of children, and also the site of creativity for inside of you, those things that are special and unique that you are here to reach out and do. And finally, we have the base chakra, which is where we hold all of the fear of being human beings. And I try to invite people to meditate going down through the chakras from the crown chakra, driving with their air, their thoughts, their visualization, and pushing that fear back into the earth from which it came. That's the process. I have a desire to give you some hints about things that help set the stage for me. I love the fragrance, the aroma of incense. It just kind of wafts around you, and I love the way it goes. And it's almost a message, and sometimes it's mesmerizing to watch it. So I find lighting incense good. So now we've talked about visualization, visualizing yourself someplace that is calm and pleasant and makes you happy. We've talked about breathing. We've talked about effects such as using incense. And I also would like to remind you, probably the most important thing you have to give yourself is the present of the moment with God. Agreeing to have an appointment with God for however long you have, a few seconds or a few hours. It is worth it. It is a blessing. I promise you. It is a blessing. Now, before we begin, we're going to listen to the singing bowl. Now, let us breathe together, taking deep breaths, visualizing pulling the air through your feet, up over the front of your calves, pulling it up the front of your thighs, up across your stomach, up across, over your face, past your down chakra. Now breathe out. Let's do it one more time, pulling the air through the soles of your feet with your nose, bringing the good air in through your nose, bringing it up the front of your body, crossing the crown chakra, now breathing it out. And let's do it one more time, please. Let's now visualize it in terms of our chakras. Let's pull the air through the soles of your feet, pulling them up across with your nose, up across the front of your calves, up the front of your thighs, across the front of your base chakra, which is red. Imagine the red as you move up, pulling it across the sacral chakra, which is orange. Let's pull it up across the solar plexus chakra, keeping yourself fully breathing, which is yellow. Pull it up across the heart, which is green, across the throat chakra, which is blue, across the third eye, which is violet, across the crown chakra, which is lilac, and down, breathing out all of the bad energy out down the back of your body, blowing it out your feet. Now, let us visualize ourselves joined together as one group. A friend once told me that the glory of the internet is it was the first way that we could ever communicate one with the other in our purest form, energy. So today we are going to communicate in our purest form as an entity, as a unit. We're going to reach out, imagine reaching out, reach out your arm, and imagine grabbing hands with the next person who's listening, and another, and another, and another. And as we have this vision, I want you to imagine you're filling your heart chakra with love. It is welling up. It is full. It is love. And it's love that we're now going to imagine ourselves sharing with the universe, starting first with those whom we do not care for. Starting first with those who are unlovable, those who get on our nerves, those people who just drive us crazy and we wish that they weren't a part of our life, those people who are not a part of our life, but whose behavior we don't believe is valuable or should be respected, and we send them love. Let us, in this universal circle that we have created, manifest love from our heart chakra. Let's imagine the green of our heart lighting up and love emanating from it as we send it around the world, touching everyone in need, everyone who needs to feel a spark of love, a spark of the divine universe, reminding everyone that we are connected one to the other and that we are each valuable. We are each valuable to the universe. Let's let that thought go around. Thank you, Divine One, for the blessings you have brought to each of us each day, for bringing us together, for giving us an opportunity to grow in your light. Thank you for leading us forward on our journeys, guiding us in love, helping us to start first with loving ourselves, remembering always that there is nothing we can do that will cause us to be denied by you, and that each moment we have a fresh start. And even if everything we did to that point was unlovable, we now have a chance to reach out and be love. And since it's more likely that most of us are unlovable only part of the time, let us remember that we can move forward and we do not have to stay mired in the past. We can be love. We can love and we can manifest love. Today's passage is entitled, Everything Matters. Experience life. Use every opportunity to grow in a positive way. Reach beyond your self-created limits. Allow your soul to lead you. And believe in the wonder of you. One kind act can change the world. Try it. Now, imagine yourself as the lustrous, beautiful soul that you are. Let go for now of your negative self-comments, your negative self-image, your negative self-beliefs. And realize and believe that you are loved just as you are, and everything you have lived was necessary for you to be you. Every second, every moment of your life had to be lived exactly as it was lived in order for you to be the precise person you are right now. And now is the moment you can be whomever you choose to be. Now you can call on the great power of the creator of all that is, the great I am. I am that I am. We are all a part of God. We are all God's children. We are all here to experience life and manifest love. We are valuable. I want you to keep breathing, pulling the air through your feet, up over the front of your calves. Good, solid air, and with each breath, I would like for you to say, I am worthy. Blowing out the energy and pulling in another, I am worthy. Blowing out the energy and pulling in another, I am worthy. Now let's switch. I am enough. Bringing in positive energy and releasing the negative, pulling in again, I am enough. Blowing in the positive, blowing out the negative one more time, I am enough. Now, believing that you are enough. Believing that you are okay. Believing that you are valuable. Now, pull your chakras together and allow the universe's energy to come through your crown chakra and guide you forward in believing in your value and that everything you do now matters. Notice the magic word now. Everything you did is done. Grow from it and move forward. Believe that the moment is exactly as it should be. That everything has happened because that is the way it happened. Every decision you have made was the best decision that you could make in that moment. Blowing out all of your self-judgments. Believing you are enough. Valuing you are enough. Treasuring you are enough. And knowing you are loved. Let us spend a few moments with music. Thank you. I particularly love this song. It's called Woodland Heath by Sonosync. And I recognize that it doesn't have a constant, steady, melodic sound to it. As I heard it here this morning, I'm going to double check on my uploading to be sure I got a good copy of it. But what I like about Sonosync's music is, first of all, obviously sync. It's made, I believe, largely with a synthesizer. And I am drawn to the sound, the pooling sound of the vibrational intonations. I am not the world's best singing bowl player, but I love those intonations. I'm going to invite you to spend some time with yourself sometime today practicing the mantra, I am okay. I really want you to use what I consider to be the divine words, I am, because they are unifying. They unify you with the soul. I am okay. You feel like you're on a dirge saying, I am okay, and you want to shout and look at the mirror and say, no, I'm not. Then let's change it and let's use the words, I am enough. I am enough. I am okay. I am enough. I am okay. I am enough. And as negative words come to you today and you find yourself drawn to thinking bad things about yourself, accepting responsibility for the entire world, believing that you have caused all of this, discord, disease, unhappiness that surrounds so many of us in our daily lives, then at that point, say, that is who I was. Even if that's true, that's not who I am now. I am valuable. I am enough. I am loved. I am loved. I'm going to give you a little bit of another Sonosync song, called Lakeshore, to take us out on. Once again, collecting your thoughts, and this time, don't even think about meditation. I just want you to spend the next 2 minutes thinking, I am loved. Namaste, my friends. May peace be with you. Lakeshore by Sonosync is next.